6. 8 minutes. Fran checked her watch. Alice had been gone too long. Even taking into account her bathroom phobia, 8 minutes was still too long. Fran grabbed her bag and pushed her chair away from the table. She hurried down the main thoroughfare, almost empty at this time in the morning, past a board looking cleaner, squeezed into a uniform several sizes too small for his burly frame, sweeping randomly at the floor, past the W.H. Smith and the gaming section where, even at this hour, and probably even after hell froze over, one sad loner sat tapping at the flashing buttons of a bandit, like some kind of fruit-fixated zombie. She rounded the corner and went into the ladies' toilets.
Alice?
She lay on the floor, curled into a fetal ball, halfway along the row of sinks. Her hair had fallen over her face, and one hand still loosely clutched her bag. A bit of toilet paper was stuck to the bottom of one boot.
Shit.
She knelt down and pushed back Alice's dark hair. Her breathing was shallow but steady. When Alice went deep, her breathing was so slow Fran had often feared the worst. But now, as she cradled her head on her lap, she could feel it becoming more regular.
Any second now, she thought. Come on.
Alice slowly opened her eyes. Fran waited, watching her blink away the fogginess of sleep. Even though she had been out for only a few minutes, Alice fell hard and fast, right down to the depths, where the true nightmares swam. Here be monsters. Fran knew a little about those nightmares.
I'm here, sweetheart, I'm here, she soothed. I'm sorry, it's okay. Are you okay?
Alice blinked, sat up. Fran helped her ease into a sitting position. Alice looked around blearily.
Toilets?
Yeah. It usually was. Bathrooms, changing rooms, anywhere with mirrors. Fran used to think that Alice's fear of mirrors was irrational, but no fear is truly irrational. To the person who is afraid, it makes perfect sense. She understood better now. Something about mirrors seemed to trigger Alice's condition, but that wasn't all. Heels tapped around the corner. Fran turned. A woman in a crumpled sales suit, scuffed stilettos and too much eye makeup walked in. She glanced briefly at Fran and Alice, walked straight past, then paused at the mirrors and frowned. Fran followed her gaze. She had been so focused on Alice that only now did she realize that one of the mirrors above the sinks was shattered. Shards of fine glass littered the floor nearby. The woman tutted.
Some people.
She glanced back at Fran and Alice. Is your daughter okay? Fran forced a smile.
Oh, yes. She just slipped over. We're fine.
Right. The woman nodded, offered a quick, tired smile, and pushed open the door to a cubicle. She was probably relieved she didn't have to help. Most people were. They pretended they did, but really, no one wanted to put themselves out for someone else. We all live in our own personal fortresses of self-concern. The woman in the scuffed heels and eye makeup would probably forget them before she washed her hands, sinking back into the folds of her own life, her own routine, and her own problems. But then again, she might not. She might remember the woman and the girl on the floor in the toilets. She might mention it to someone, a friend or work colleague, an acquaintance online. They had to move.
Come on, sweetheart.
She stood and eased Alice to her feet, holding her arm.
Can you walk? I'm fine, I just fell.
Alice picked up her bag.
Clickety-click.
And slung it over her shoulder. They walked towards the door. Alice paused.
Wait.
She turned back.
What?
Fran hissed. Alice walked over to the sinks, feet crunching on broken glass. Fran glanced nervously at the closed cubicle door and then followed. Her own fragmented reflection stared back at her from the remains of the shattered mirror. A black hole in the center of it. Hard to recognize the stranger, in those splintered shards. She tore her eyes away and looked down into the sink. A pebble lay by the plug hole, too large to wash down, although Fran had a childish urge to try and do just that. Alice picked it up and slipped it into her bag, along with the others. Fran didn't try to stop her. She couldn't interfere in this ritual, whatever it was, wherever the pebble had come from. The first had appeared about a year ago. Alice had just suffered one of her episodes, crumpling into a ball on the living room floor. When she woke, after 20 minutes, Fran saw something in her hand.
"What's that?"
she asked, curious.
"A pebble. I brought it back." "From where?"
Alice smiled and a frisson of fear skittered down Fran's spine.
"The beach."
Since then, every time Alice had an episode, she woke clutching a pebble. Fran had tried to think of a rational explanation. Perhaps Alice was picking the pebbles up somewhere else, hiding them and then, by some clever sleight of hand, producing one when she woke. Rational, but still not very convincing.
So where did the damn things come from?
The toilet flushed.
"We'd better go,"
Fran said briskly. They reached the door. Fran glanced back. Something else was bothering her about the mirror. The hole in the middle of it. Glass all over the floor, but hardly any in the sink. Had Alice thrown the pebble at the mirror? But if you smash a mirror, the glass falls straight down. It doesn't explode outwards. That would only happen if something was thrown through the mirror from the other side.